Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, yes, good afternoon, sir. See, my name is Ivan, I'm sorry. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of the planet. Let me ask you, what is your zip code? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
3 3 3 1.
I'm sorry?
3 0 3 3 3 1.
3 0 3. Thank you. You say 0 3 3?
3 0 3 3 1.
3 0 3 3 1. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir. And if I can know, what is your birthday? I mean, the year only.
77.
77. Thank you so much for that, sir. And what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
Other.
Other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And what is your race in these cases, sir?
No way.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. And from whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president? Or were like any other people, you were not able to vote?
I didn't.
I'm sorry?
I didn't vote.
You didn't vote. Okay, I understand. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many other people, are you not registered? Hello?
I'm registered.
Oh, you are registered. Thank you so much, sir. Sorry, I can barely hear you sometimes. See, below is a list of issues. Please select three. They are the most important to you. First one, it says abortion access. Next one, jobs and the economy. Next one, racism and discrimination. Then immigration. Then education, public transportation, traffic, crime, inflation and cost of living, and climate change, the environment. Which of the three of any? I'm sorry, only three that are the most important to you. Which ones will be? Traffic, you
Money,
said?
the traffic, the
Okay.
money,
Okay.
and the crime.
And crime. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Appreciate it, sir. Okay, thank you. See, when thinking about the directions in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, someone dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? What about the city of Atlanta? Would you be very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. And the Atlanta region?
Region.
Yeah, the Atlanta region. Would you be
Somewhat satisfied.
somewhat satisfied also? Oh, okay, thank you, thank you. And what about Georgia?
Fine, somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. See, now we'd like you to rate on how you feel about some people or some groups of people, right, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know, you have never heard of them, or any other people or groups, tell us that as well, right? What about Governor Brian Kemp? From 0 to 10, how you was scoring?
Of 2.
2. Okay, thank you. and the Atlanta Beltline.
Oh, four.
Three. Is that what you said?
Okay,
yeah, the Atlanta Beltline.
No, 10-1-0.
Oh, 10. I'm sorry, brother. Yes. Perfect. And what about artificial intelligence companies?
Zero
to that one. Thank you. And electric scooters?
Six.
Okay, thank you. And MARTA trains? Yes, MARTA trains.
Number eight,
thank you. And Major Andrew Deakins?
Major who?
Major Andrew Deakins.
Oh, yeah, 10.
10, thank you so much. Appreciate that, sir. And the Atlanta Police Department?
Zero
to that one. Okay, thank you. And what about Uber and Lyft?
About a six.
Six. Thank you so much, yeah, sir. Appreciate that one. One second here.
You say six. With Kim.
Oh, okay. I understand that, sir. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not at all a problem?
Major. You can't even speak on how major it is.
Yeah. So you say major, right?
Yes, very major. If y'all had that on there, extremely major.
I understand you, sir. Thank you so much for that. And how frequently do you use the public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Thank you so much. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Very.
Very familiar.
Yeah.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
I use it somewhat.
Somewhat. Like a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely.
A couple of times a month.
A few times a month. Okay. Thank you so much. Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or negative opinion?
No, I don't have nothing negative to say about the Beltline.
Oh, okay. So it is very positive for you or somewhat?
It's somewhat.
Somewhat.
Really? No, it's very important to me because, I mean, you get out and relax.
Oh, okay. I understand. And see, and what is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline on your own words?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat it? Can you repeat that one?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. See, what is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Convenience.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that one, sir. One second. Thank you, sir. And here are a few statements, right? After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. And you may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. First one, say, I feel safe riding MARTA. From 0 to 10, how you will score that one? Hello, sir? Thank you so much. And the quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse. How would you score that statement? I'm sorry?
It's getting worse. It's all really bad. So what is that, a zero?
Yeah, I mean, we have strongly disagree, which means zero, right? The five, it means like a...
No, I mean, 10, yeah. That means I agree. 10, very agree.
You agree?
I agree that they get worse. Yeah, that they get worse.
So you okay, so you give them a 10 or 9.
Yeah, I give them a 10 because that means they bad. They awful.
So they're getting worse, as you said. Okay. Thank you so much for that one. And what about public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood?
I did a 2.
Number 2. Okay, thank you. And next one says, MARTA says they are working on projects, but I never seen them completed anything.
Hey, MARTA.
Yes, for MARTA.
Oh yeah, they doing their thing. They doing good. So I
they
said,
do good.
Yeah.
So how much you give him from 0 to 10?
Just say an 8.
An 8. Okay, thank you so much for that. And see, there's another one here that says crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
All right, you'll see. You'll see. You won't see. Hello.
Yes, yes.
I get to see the people in my face.
Yeah, no, I understand. See, I was saying that next one say crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses. How would you score that from 0 to 10?
They don't have no mass crime on MARTA like that.
You don't have any, right? So in these cases, would you say 0, like strongly disagree with that one? Or?
I'm not agreeing with that, so yeah, I strongly disagree. They don't have crime like that on MARTA.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And see, next one say, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system. Would you be
you get that quicker because there's so much traffic.
Right, okay. So from 0 to 10, which score you will give him?
Give him a 10.
A 10. Thank you so much. And the last one on this one, it says, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Wonderful, sir. Thank you so much. And see, which of the following statements do you agree with the most? Statement 8 says we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will make more cars of our roads. Or B, which is saying we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which one of the two?
A.
So A, and it would be a strongly agree with that A, or somewhat?
I strongly agree
with that. Thank you so much. See, here are a few policies that the city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you don't prioritize this policy at all, right, and do not want to see it implemented. You may use number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. First one says adding light rail, I'm sorry, I didn't light rail to the belt line. How would you prioritize this? The knot, somewhat strongly, or from 0 to 10?
I would do that at 5.
A 5 to that one. Thank you, thank you. And incentivizing housing development close to public transit?
Yeah, I'll say about a 7 or 8.
Eight, that one. Okay, thank you. And what about adding more security to motor stops?
10.
Okay, thank you. Next one says prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
Okay. I'll say a 10.
A 10, that one. Okay, thank you. And what about how you prioritize that by building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters?
More bike lanes? Yeah, I'd say about an 8.
An 8. Okay, thank you so much. And adding more buses to stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
I would say about a 6.
6 to that one. Thank you so much for that one, sir. The next one say adding an additional motor stations around Atlanta.
About 8.
8. Okay, thank you. And last one on this one is say expanding the streetcar system in the city.
By
8. Okay, thank you so much, sir. See, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light trail alongside the Beltline Trail? Like, you will be very familiar with that, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not familiar at all.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you support or oppose the plan expansion, like the plan expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? It will be a strongly support, somewhat support, neither support or nor oppose. Go ahead.
Somewhat
supportive. Okay, thank you. And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will spend 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline Trail. When completed, the Beltline Transit will light up with existing and future smarter stops and better connecting Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or
oppose?
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that one. See, now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, and when 10 means that you are very convinced in. Statement about Beltline 5. That is fucking long, man. Too long. Here's the mirror hang up. Hang up. Good.